Today on the Just Read podcast, we'll read Joshua chapter 9, verses 16 through 27. The Gibeonites tricked Israel into thinking that they were from far away. In this reading, the Israelites will learn that they actually live within the Promised Land. Let's read Joshua chapter 9, verses 16 through 27. It came about at the end of 3 days, after they had made a covenant with them, that they heard that they were neighbors, and that they were living within their land. Then the sons of Israel set out and came to their cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon, and Kephirah, and Be'eroth, and Kiriath-Jearim. The sons of Israel did not strike them, because the leaders of the congregation had sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel. And the whole congregation grumbled against the leaders. But all the leaders said to the whole congregation, "We have sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel, and now we cannot touch them. This we will do to them, even let them live, so that wrath will not be upon us for the oath which we swore to them." The leaders said to them, "Let them live." So they became hewers of wood and drawers of water for the whole congregation, just as the leaders had spoken to them. Then Joshua called for them and spoke to them, saying, "Why have you deceived us, saying, 'We are very far from you,' when you are living within our land? Now therefore you are cursed, and you shall never cease being slaves, both hewers of wood and drawers of water, for the house of my God." So they answered Joshua and said, "Because it was certainly told your servants that the Lord your God had commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land, and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land before you. Therefore we feared greatly for our lives because of you, and have done this thing. Now behold, we are in your hands. Do as it seems good and right in your sight to do to us." Thus he did to them, and delivered them from the hands of the sons of Israel, and they did not kill them. But Joshua made them that day hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord, to this day, in the place which he would choose. That was Joshua chapter 9, verses 16 through 27. God promised to give Israel victory over all of the Canaanites. However, because they made a covenant with the Gibeonites, they were no longer allowed to touch them. Israel did not ask for God's direction and, therefore, failed to completely destroy the land's inhabitants. Keep this story in mind. In 2 Samuel chapter 21, the Gibeonites will reappear. Thank you for reading with me.